KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have fair to partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic. It's 25 degrees. Our forecast is calling for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 39. Southwest winds becoming westerly at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials with Cass Health report AMC Rapid Care will be closed today and tomorrow. AMC Rapid Care will resume normal hours on Wednesday, December 22nd. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday morning are expected to act on an ISAC group health insurance renewal plan for fiscal year 2023. Their meeting takes place in the supervisors' boardroom of the courthouse beginning at 9 a.m. The board will also likely act on approving the employment of a secondary roads department equipment operator who has been offered the position after a number of candidates were interviewed. Additional agenda items include closing out Willow Heights, Partnership for Progress, and that'll be discussion only. Also discussion and possible action on the establishment of an incentive plan for property improvements to certain classes of property in the non-incorporated portion of Cass County. And the Board of Supervisors will discuss a proposed plan from the Temporary Redistricting Commission. A traffic stop early Saturday afternoon in Montgomery County resulted in an OWI arrest. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 35-year-old Stephanie Lynn Gay of Villisca was arrested around 2:23 p.m. for OWI first offense. Gay was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on a full bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office Sunday reported three arrests had occurred over the past couple of weeks. On Friday evening, December 10th, 36-year-old Ryan Pullen was arrested on a valid Adams County warrant for failure to appear in court. His bond was set at $1,000. Also arrested on Friday was 66-year-old Stephen Mullen for OWI second offense. His arrest was the result of an investigation into a rollover accident near the intersection of Highway 148 and 200th Street. Mullen's bond was set at $2,000. And on December 5th, Adams County deputies arrested 23-year-old Kimberly Granados of Osceola for OWI first offense. Her arrest followed a traffic stop on 230th at Sycamore Avenue. Granados was being held without bond in the Adams County Jail. Produce in the Park has released the final vendor lineup for the Christmas market. The Winter Farmers Market is stacked with homemade food and homemade craft vendors, from produce and meats to cookies and desserts, soaps and candles, to art and pet treats. The Christmas market is this Thursday, December 23rd, from 3 until 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, and that's just up the hill from the fairgrounds. Christmas market offers both pre-ordering and in-person shopping. Pre-orders will be accepted through Tuesday, December 21st. And information on pre-ordering can be found on the web at www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com. Now, some products such as Miss Nini's pies and cheesecakes and Pomodoro fresh Italian food trucks take-and-bake meals are only available by pre-order. Christmas market is held just 2 days before Christmas, so shoppers can enjoy delicious local foods during the holiday celebrations and shop for handmade stocking stuffers, gifts, and decorations. See the entire list of Christmas market vendors in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, authorities in Cedar Rapids area searched for a suspect who got away after hitting a police officer with his vehicle. The incident started Friday night after 8:30 p.m. when an officer involved tried to conduct a traffic stop. The suspect driver took off, initiating a police pursuit that ended on a dead-end street in a construction zone. When the officer approached the suspect's vehicle, the driver hit the officer with his vehicle, leading to the officer firing a shot. The suspect drove it to the end of the street, got out, and ran away. The police officer was treated for minor injuries and released. The Iowa Lottery is coming off a record year for sales, but new fiscal year is unlikely to do so again. Lottery spokesperson Mary Neubauer says that things are good for the current fiscal year, which started in July.
So far in the fiscal year, lottery sales overall continue to just hold at a really strong pace. And as has been the case the last few years, instant scratch games continue to lead the way for us.
The sales thus far are up 6.7% compared to this time last year at $178.5 million. The big driver is the record sales that happened last January, and it's not likely to happen again.
For the first time ever, the jackpots in Powerball and Mega Millions both topped the $700 million mark at the same time, and they both went on to almost reach $1 billion.
Neubauer says they likely will return to a more normal year of sales unless the jackpots would grow very large again. But she says that is never something that they can plan to have happen. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.